Previously on the Z1 podcast.
Do you think the pet shop in town we used to go to has still got stock? Oi, check these out! It's working! A little too well?
Oh, dried fruit?
Dried fruit for parrots. Fine, take it. Now please, let's get the fuck out of here. Warning, this is a work of fiction. Everything you're about to hear has been fabricated, including the character opinions, and all events that follow should be considered as entirely imaginary. Even the hamster isn't real. The town of Farringdon does exist, however, and it's actually all right, so go visit if you want.
Have some fun in Farringdon.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were out here. You all right?
I just feel a bit sick. But being here ain't helping. I'm thankful you built a latrine, but you really should clear it out a bit more often.
Sorry, been meaning to get to it. So, have you been sick? Have you got a temperature? Do we need to find a COVID test? Probably just as reliable now as they've always been.
No, and I bloody hope not. I'm just a bit dizzy and tired. I can't put my finger on it. Oh, just clean this up, will ya?
How about we get you out for a bit? Maybe you just need to have a nice walk and have some fresh air.
Anywhere's fresher than here. But I'd rather take a scooter than walk.
OK, a scoot and fresh air then. Do you fancy going up the clump with me? Peaceful day out, take a little picnic?
Badbury Clump, the Bluebell place. We haven't gone up there since you proposed to me. What's the occasion?
Well, it's April 2023, so we've survived exactly a year with Z1.
So it's our Z-iversary, zombie-versary.
I don't know. All I know is it's been 1 year since I killed a Zed. Messed around and stabbed him in the head, it's been
6 months since you cleaned this lab. Being here takes all the strength I have. Look, clean first, then bluebells. And don't tread shit into the house like last time. Have fun. I'm going for a lie down. Take your time.
Finally, we've arrived at Badbury. Just breathe in that nature, would you? I say, you zombies, it clearly says keep off the bluebells.
Well, you'd keep your voice down. I thought you said this place might be quiet.
Don't worry, they're too far away to hear us anyway. Pass me those binoculars. Let's see what we're in for.
How many up there? Aaron, how many?
Lots. Oh, fuck. We can't even have one nice day out without these miserable fuckers hanging around us like moping satellites. We're just never alone, are we? The constant smell of shit, the wailing, the moaning, the threat of being bitten. Is this what having kids is meant to be like? Can't they all just fuck off to uni? Oh, here, take a look.
They're very interested in the flowers, aren't they? Maybe we can sneak in if they're preoccupied and find a quiet spot. Still make a day of it. It's your call.
Oh, fuck it. We're here now. We might as well stay. But stay alert, and I mean like meerkat level alert. Because it would just be my luck if I died exactly a year on since I killed my first Zed.
We're not dying today. Come on.
Oh. So when are we dying then? Katie? Do you know something I don't? Katie!
See, it's not so bad. Sit down, meerkat, it's fine.
Just being extra cautious is all.
Well, if you keep on bobbing up and down like that, they'll definitely notice you. Have some rhubarb soup.
That's quite nice. That one over there, look. Waving flowers about like he's a hobo version of Morrissey.
Why did he come here?
And why? Sorry.
This place is so remote, so easy to miss. We've got lost coming up here before. There's nothing for them here. And yet, even when there were people, I've never seen it so busy. And there's more Zeds now than there were before.
We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow. In Flanders Field, 1915.
That's about poppies, isn't it? And the First World War.
Poppies, bluebells, whatever.
You know, sometimes you're like a dodgy Spanish swimming pool.
Why's that?
You can be incredibly deep and ridiculously shallow at the same time. Pass me those binoculars a sec.
Binoculars? Feels kind of like a war in a way. Like we're being penned in by the enemy in all fronts. Short on food, short on...
Never mind about that. There's an ice cream truck over there.
Well, bugger me sideways. That's what I call a game changer. What a stroke of luck. Quick, hop in. I've low-key always wanted to be in the ice cream van man business. Wait, that doesn't even sound right. What do you call this job? Ice cream delivery guy?
Mobile frozen dairy goods salesperson? Conehead? I don't know. We called the one around our way Brian.
Huh, so weird. The one around our neck of the woods was also called Brian.
Did yours sell dodgy DVDs too?
Yeah, well, video nasties. It was the 80s. And under-the-counter stuff, like, you know, for the dads.
God, that's all kinds of wrong. Now that you're finally living your dream inside an ice cream van, what do you want to do?
Search for porn? I'm kidding, it's a joke. I don't suppose... Ice cream's all melted, of course.
Ooh, chocolate. Ooh, wafers. They'll be okay to eat, won't they?
Hell yes, they will. Ooh, keys.
Keys to this van, you mean? Actual keys to this actual vehicle? Bloody hell.
I know. This never happens. Are we dreaming? Ooh.
Well, I might be, but you're not. Come on, let's take her for a spin.
Want to go solve some mysteries, Daphne?
Not right now. We got company, and I don't think they want our Mars bars.
Oh. Noise of the engine must have attracted them. Hold on.
What the hell did you press?
Not sure, but at least it's drowning out the sound of the engine.
Just get us going, will you? Oh, for fuck's sake, what now? Look, go deal with them, and I'll try and fix the van.
I ain't going out there.
Use the service hatch, then.
Ooh, yeah, that might work. Here, this might help you with the van. Right, you lot. Form an orderly queue, please. No pushing in. Now, before we get started, I've got two announcements. Number one... I'm afraid we can only accept contactless payments, unfortunately. There's a virus going around, and I think some of you look like you might have been infected. And number two, we've got no porn, and we've run out of ice cream. I know, but don't worry. I've got something else to make your brain freeze.
What are you doing?
Just some banter with the locals.
Can you do it quietly, please? I'm trying to concentrate. Right, what's this? Haynes Manual for the Bedford CA, 1962-1969. Oh, Jesus wept.
Oi, those plastic spoons aren't complimentary, you know. Come back here. Think of the environment. Plastic doesn't biodegrade, but you will.
This group of the manual provides comprehensive information on the engine and the clutch of the Bedford CA Mark II, including the differences associated with the application of the Perkins diesel engine option to this model.
If you got no money, fuck off back home. Wow, I would have been great at this. I've got all the sales patter. I think I'd change my name to Brian.
Who the bloody hell is Perkins? Sue Perkins? Perch Perkins? Dorothy fucking Perkins? Come on, you old piece of shit.
I'm doing the best I can.
Not you. This old piece of shit. Got it. Aaron, come on, let's go.
Go on then, drive on.
I can't reach to see over the steering wheel.
But I don't know how to change gears.
Oh, what do we do then?
We can either make a high-pitched getaway in first gear or drive away blind or... I tell you what, jump on my lap.
What?
Come on, I'll do the pedals, you steer and gear.
Jesus, so embarrassing. Clutch, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
A bit more. Find the biting point.
The what? Are you talking about the Zeds?
Wow, you're bad at this. Why have we stopped?
The sign says give way.
Give way to who?
Oh, good point.
Next time on the Z1 podcast.
Now that we have some wheels, where should we go first?
We need to plan this really, really carefully.
Find our family or try and find these evacuation sites that the government supposedly set up.
Or... sun, sea...
and seagulls picking fights with the undead.
Finally, a species that's a helpful ally. Look at the way they're dismantling that zombie on the pier. Such efficiency.
They're coming for us.
Who? Zeds or the seagulls?
Both.
You bunch of useless flying skanky turncoats. You were meant to be on our side.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.